That was Give Me Your Love from Girl Race Prestige. The fourth band is Gravehoppers, Depart from So Much Evil. The track is The Cryptid and the Iron Bird. I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. Both conference and non-conference teams were in action last Saturday. The BCIHO SFU Red Leafs doubled up the host Okanagan Lakers 4-2 at Capital News Center in Kelowna in the Red Leafs 2023-24 opener. Meanwhile, the non-conference SFU Red Leafs fell to the Colorado College Tigers 6-3 at Ed Robson Arena in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
As for other BCIHO games, there was a second game between the Logan Lake Miners and the Vancouver Island University Mariners, where the hosts crushed the Miners 15-2 at Nanaimo Ice Center. Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 1 point is awarded for 2 points. Yeah. 1 point is awarded for an OTL or shootout loss, with 2 points for a win. The Vancouver Island University is first at 1-0, much like University of Victoria and Simon Fraser University. The Okanagan Lakers are second at 1-1, 2 points, while the Logan Lake Miners are 0-3. Two games are on tap tonight. The Okanagan visits Logan Lake and Nicola Valley Arena, while Vancouver Island visits Victoria at, I believe it will be at Ian Stewart Complex. Let's just wait a second here. Yes. The Vancouver Island University Mariners play the University of Victoria Vikes at Ian Stewart Complex. The puck drop between Okanagan at Logan Lake is at 7 p.m. at Nicola Valley Arena, while the game between VIU and UVic at Ian Stewart Complex starts at 7:30.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Hilario Duran and his big Latin jazz band's Cry Me a River. Here is Claudia.
Thank you. Seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
I would like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very divisive issue within Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing municipality in British Columbia in the last 5 years. When the then mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum in less than 1,000 votes. Locke, as the chair of the Surrey Police Board, has done whatever she could to sabotage the transition, but was ordered by Mike Farnworth, the BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19th, 2023. Since then, there have been accusations that Locke and her Surrey Connect have been dragging out the transition with a letter from the BC government earlier this month. The letter was dated, I believe, October 4th. The letter is dated October 4th. Written by Glenn Lewis, Assistant Deputy Minister and Director of Police Services, to get on with the transition. Today, Locke announced that Surrey is taking the BC government to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. According to the City of Surrey lawyer, Peter German, just a minute, please. According to the City of Surrey lawyer Peter German, while he declined to provide the actual cost of the litigation, he provided the latest numbers about the number of SPS officers on the ground, as it has increased from 205 to 246 from the start of this year to now. There needs to be 514 more SPS officers for it to be full strength.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
I would like to thank Graham Wood for providing Peter German's claims on the Surrey Police Service. Peter German is the City of Surrey lawyer who is leading the city's case to litigate, or i.e. judicial review, of the BC government's decision to continue with the Surrey Police Service. Thank you for listening to episode 40 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023 on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44. It is His Golden Manager's Jump for Joy. The tune is Jesus is Bored.
Some say he's joking. Some say a new day will never come. Well, for them, it probably won't. Please give me something to lift me up out of this darkness. God, I love you.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1